Daf is Daf Samech Hey. So the Mishnah begins. We begin. I assume everyone got to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins. Haketet Hein Osin. How exactly would the process be of the Ketir Saomer that they cut the first barley of the season and bring it as a carbon, as the carbon omer? So the Gemara explains that Shluchei Bezdin, the various messengers of Bezdin, but Yotzin, the Erev Yomtif, they go out Erev Pesach. They were tied together, Rashi explains, Korchin v'koshrin Rashi Ashibalm, the ends of the stalks, they were tied together, Mali Egrof, like a fistful of them together. And the reason for this, says the Mishnah, is Kadei Shehe Noach Liktzor, this way it makes it easier, as opposed to finding the right ones and cutting this one and cutting that one. Once they're all tied together, it's easy to cut a bunch and you can fill the volume that you need. When
you have to do that on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, the preparation's not. I don't believe so. So my brother-in-law and I a few years ago went cutting wheat for matzah. Now, we didn't know what we were doing at all. He was the one organizing this. So he said, let's buy some scissors. So we got scissors and went down to the farm, and we're starting to cut like wheat like that. Then we see this chassidim coming with sickles. So we never went back again, but if we do, we know that sickles are much more effective and efficient than scissors. So anyways, they tie them together in order to make it much more efficient. And the Mishnah says, Kol ha'yaros ha'smuchos l'sham, all the cities near the farm where they cut the barley from, was miskansos l'sham, would gather together, kidei shehe niktzar be'esek gadol, in order to make a big to-do. They wanted to make a big procession here, because the Baitusim had a whole machlokas against them, so this was a way of showing that we are all in favor of what we're doing. And the Gemara says, Mishnah says further, Kevin Shechashecha, once it starts to get dark, Omer Lehen, they say, Ba Hashemesh, did the sun come down? Did the sun set? Omer Hein, yes. Ba Hashemesh, they ask a second time, Omer Hein, yes. Then they said, Magazu, is this the sickle you're using? Omer Hein, yes. Magazu, Omer Hein, this whole dialogue back and forth, Kupazu, are you using this box to collect them? Omer Hein, yes. Kupazu, Omer Hein. The Shabbos, on Shabbos, there would be an additional question. Omer Len, Shabbos Zu, are you doing this on Shabbos? Omer Hein, yes, we do this on Shabbos. Shabbos Zu, again, Omer Hein. So this was the back and forth. Exor, should I cut? Omer Lo Ktor, go ahead and cut. Now you could go cut. Exor, should I really cut? Omer Lo Ktor, they tell him to cut. And Shalosh Pamim, Al Koldavar Vadavar, each of these questions and answers were asked three times. Vehein Omer Lo Hein, 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 Lechol Hein. They'd answer Hein on each of the questions. On they were like, what, five questions? And they repeated each of the questions three times.
Yeah, it says two times a mission, they did three.
Right, the mission didn't explain all of them. It says two, and there's a third one that was implied there. So then the mission says, Kol Kach Lama, what was the reason for this whole dialogue repeating itself back and forth? And the mission says, Mipnei HaBaitusim, because the Baitusim Shahayu Omrim, Ein Ketziras Omer B'Matzah Yomtif. They felt that they paskin that it wasn't Matzah Yomtif. We paskin, as we know, that after Shavuos, or rather after Pesach, whenever Pesach falls out, the first day Chol HaMoed, Matzah Yomtif, is when we would go ahead and do the Ketziras Omer. The Baitusim says, no, it's Matzah Shabbos. No matter when Shabbos, no matter when Yomtif fell off, they would only do it on Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, we do it Matzah Yomtif, and our Matzah Yomtif might be a Tuesday or a Wednesday. They would say you have to wait a few days. So we made a whole big to-do, a whole piersim, in order to show that we go against the Baitusim's understanding of the Pesukim. So Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, it's a brayse that appears in the Maseches Tainis as well. It's really, the original source is a Megillas Tainis, which is a text of various days where you're not supposed to fast or eulogize. Some days you fast, sometimes you don't eulogize. A whole list of Yamin Tovim that they made in the times of the Gemara. The Brisa quotes this Megillas Tainis saying as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, Olin Yomai, these days, Eli Yom, these days, Delo Lisanus Behen, you don't fast on the following days, Umiktoson, and some of them, Delo Lemispeid Behen, you don't eulogize on these days either. So, Meresh Yarcha, Denisan Ad Tamna, Bay, from the first day of Rosh Chodesh until the eighth day of Nisan, so those first 8 days of Nisan, Itokem Tamida, they had a fight about the carbon tamid. We'll see the machlokas in just a second, and we won that debate. So then they established delo lemispeid. You don't eulogize on these first 8 days. Umetam the bay vad sof moada, from the eighth day until the moed, till Pesach itself. Itosev chaga the shavuos. So we had a debate, and we won the debate about when Shavuos is. Delo lemispeid. They established not to eulogize on these days. Now, some think that we know we don't say Tachanun during all of Nisan. There's a whole calculation why not. So those who learn the Gemara would have assumed that it's based on these first 15 days that you don't fast and you shouldn't eulogize. There shouldn't be Tachanun either. And then Pesach, of course, is another 7 days where you don't where you don't say Tachanun. So since Rov the Nisan, you don't say Tachanun. We don't say the whole Tachanun during the whole month. But it's not true because this Megillas Tainus was already batal. So these first 15 days that we're about to describe is no longer relevant. So the post can say the reason why we don't fast, rather we don't say Tachanun during Nisan, is because the first 12 days of the month is when they brought the carbon Nisim. Some had practice to read the carbon of the particular Nisim found in Parshas Naso, and that's more of a Yomtif. And based on that, plus the 7 days of Pesach, all that adds on to Rove of Nisan, and that's why we don't say, since Rov Nisan, we don't say Tachanun, we say Rubo Kakula, we don't say Tachanun during all of Nisan. So even though these 15 days are no longer relevant for us, there's still what to be learned from here.
Don't we not Paskin from these one-time events? Called
the It's true. Again, it's a very good point. It could be an issue of, since we're Mekel, when it comes to Tachanun, very, very Mekel, so maybe they felt that had some relevance. It's a good question, yeah, I'm not sure. Aruch HaShulchan explains it based on the carbon Nisim, I believe. Fine, so the Gemara now elaborates on what exactly was the debate about the carbon Talmud and the debate about the Chag Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Meresh Yarcha Denisan V'ad Tamna, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day, Itokim Temida Delo Limisbed, because we won this debate about the Talmud, not to eulogize. So what was the debate? Shahayu Tadukim Omrim Yochid Misnadev Umevid Talmud. They said an individual is allowed to take upon himself to bring a carbon Talmud and bring it. And we say, no, only it's a carbon Tzibur. The Tzibur brings the Talmud, not a Yochid. My Darish, what was the drasha that they felt you can have a Yochid Misnadev Umevid Talmud? It says in the Pasuk, Esakavis Echa Taseh Baboke, Tas is Lashon Yochid, that an individual is able to do a carbon Talmud, and the rest of the Pasuk is Vesakavis Hashani Taseh Ben Harbaim. So we see even a Yochid can bring a carbon Talmud. Maya Hadru, what do we respond back to them? As Karbani Lachmi Lishai Tishmeru. Tishmeru is Lashon Rabim, Shukulon Bar Mitshumas Alishcha. So we said, based on the Pasuk, Tishmeru is Rabim. That's how we won the debate. So then the Gemara says, Mitamna Be'ivad Sof Moada, Itos of Chag de Shavuos. From the 8th day until the end of the Moed. The original one we had until, same Girsa. So from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Moed, Yontif Pesach, we had a machlokas when Shavuos is, Itosav Chag of the Shavuos, so we established when Shavuos is going to be. We won that debate as well. And they said, Delo Lemispeid, you shouldn't eulogize on these days. What was machlokas? Shahayupai Tusin Omrim, Atzeres Achar Shabbos. So it says that Tzeres always is after Shabbos because Pasuk says, Mimachas HaShabbos. So whenever Shabbos falls out, whether Pesach's on a Sunday or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shavuos is always counted from, you count 50 days from the Machras HaShabbos, from whenever Shabbos is. So the Gemara said, Nitpal Lehem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, this debate trickled to the desk of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Amar Lehem Shotim, you idiots, Minayin Lachem, where do you bring such a source from? There is no one who's willing to stand up to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Everyone knew who he was, except for one elderly individual. Rashi's mefat peit kinegda means he was bedivrei fichuchim. He was debating him. He was a very, very strong personality. So what happened? Amar v'tikna achar Shabbos. As I skipped the line, Amar Moshe Beinu Oiv Yisrael. This was the Zakin speaking. Moshe loved the Am Yisrael so much. Haya v'yodea she'atzeres yom echadu. He knew that Shavuos is one day. Amar v'tikna achar Shabbos. The Moshe Beinu established that it should be with Tosafot adds with the Haskam of Hashem, of course, that it is, he established it should be the day after Shabbos. It should be always on Sunday Shavuos. What was the reason? Kedei she'yu Yisrael misangin shnei yamim, that the Klai Yisrael should be enjoying Hashem's presence for 2 days in a row, like shnei yamtiv shel galios. So Hashem wanted it to be that way. Moshe wanted it to be that way. To 2 days of spending time with Hashem, therefore it's always going to be on Sunday. This was the his understanding. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says back, Kara Allah Mikra Ruzeh, he says, what about this pasuk? This pasuk is going to prove you wrong. It was 11 days from Chori, from Har Chori, from Sinai, to get to Har Seir, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Only 11 days. Now, if it's true, Moshe Beinu Oiv Yisrael Haya, if he really loved Am Yisrael, he should have taken them right to Eretz Yisrael for 11 days. Lama Ichron B'midbar Arbam Shana, why did he delay 40 years? So you see, Moshe doesn't love Am Yisrael. So, Amr Lo, so the Zakin says back to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rebbe, Bekachata Potreni, with this, you're telling me this is the proof that you reject me with this pasuk? The reason why he couldn't take them the 11-day route because they got punished. Hashem says you have to go the 40-year route. So he says back, Amr La Shota, Our Torah, which is so complete, does not need to stand up against your Sechicha B'Teila. Meaning, I only gave that pasuk because you gave a strange proof. I gave you a strange proof also. Look what Rashi says here. Rashi says, "Im o'avan haya lama ma'achrin arbam shana v'dichoy ba'alma kamerle mishum dehu haya omer divrei hevel." You said something that didn't make sense, so I said something that doesn't make sense. I don't have to respond to you for your silly proofs. In the end, he did respond to him, and he says, "What's this proof? How do we know that you're supposed to count Sfiras Omer and Shavuos always from after Yontif and not after Shabbos?" So he says in the pasuk, "Kos of Echad Omer Tisperu Chamishim Yom." One pasuk says, "Count 50 days." The Kos of Echad Omer Sheva Shabbosos Timios Sihiana. The other pasuk says 7 weeks in a Shabbos. So the first pasuk says 50 days whenever Pesach falls out. But the other pasuk says it counts Shabbos. It should always be after Shabbos. How do you reconcile Pesukim? Is it based on Shabbos or is it based on the days from Pesach? So he says, "Kan b'yomtiv shechalios be'emsa Shabbos," and "Kan when it's not, when it's on Shabbos." In other words, when Pesach falls out during the week, that's when we say Tisperu Yom, count 50 days. When Pesach happens to coincide with Shabbos, so then we say, "Oh, you have complete weeks this year, so you count by Shabbos, is by weeks." But other than that, you count Tisperu Yom whenever the Pesach falls out, it's 50 days from then. If you look back just for a second here on the Tosos and the Amud Aleph, just a very quick Tosos, Dibur Maschil Meresh Yarcha Denisan Atamne Itokim Tmida Delul Misbeit. From Rosh Chodesh until the 8th day of Nisan, they wouldn't have any eulogizing. Takacha Girsa Bechol Asvam. That's the Girsa that all the texts have. Ubekunches Perish Atam. What's the reason for this? Delo Havya Simcha B'Shel Tzeres K'B'Shel Tamid. Because when it came to the Tzeres, according to some Girsos, they would allow for eulogizing. But only during the debate of the Talmud was there even eulogizing wasn't allowed. What was the reason? Because there wasn't so much a simcha when they won the debate by Atzeres as there was when they won the debate over the Talmud. Why was the Talmud a greater debate than that of the Atzeres? Mishum debat Atzeres lohayas ashum raya ledivei baitusim. There was nothing for them to, their proofs were all, they made no sense at all. So it wasn't even a debate. They didn't have to celebrate anything. It was barely a challenge. About the Talmud, they had some of a good thing. Says in the pasuk, because it sounds like a very nice raya. But since he had a good raya, they almost disproved us that for that reason it was a greater simcha, and you can't even eulogize after the winning of the debate of the Talmud. Again, as opposed to the debate about Shavuos, was not so much of a simcha because they really did not have much akasha on us. So back to Amud Beis now in the Gemara. The Gemara after the parenthesis says now a few other proofs. How we know that you count Sfira and Shavuos from Pesach and not from Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Einot Tzarech, you don't need that raya, I've got a different raya for you. Hariyahu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Tisfar Lecha, you should count for yourself, Sfira Tulio Bebezdin, Shem Yodim Lechadesh Mimachas HaShabbos, Machas Yomtuf. So why Tisbar Lecha to you, to the individual, to Bezdin, something that's unique to Bezdin, only Bezdin's able to count, namely when Rosh Chodesh is, when Yom Tov is. Yatas Shabbos Bereishis, as opposed to regular Shabbos, Shesfirasa B'Chaladim. You don't need a Bezdin to tell me when Shabbos is. We all know when Shabbos is. Everyone could count when Shabbos is. When it says Tisbar Lecha, something that's unique to the Bezdin, so that's a situation that we count from, and that would have to be based on Yom Tov, not based on Shabbos. Then Rabbi Shu Omer, he says a different pasuk. Amra, it says in the Amra Torah, the Torah tells us, Mani Yamim B'Kidesh Chodesh, count days, and then you establish a new month. So you count 29 days, 30 days, you have a Rosh Chodesh. Mani Yamim Kadesh Atzeres, so too, when you count days, you should sanctify the Shavuos. Meaning Rosh Chodesh is Talay on days, so too Shavuos is Talay on days. Ma Chodesh, Samech Lebiyasa Nikar, just like the month, the beginning of the month is recognizable. Atzeres, Samech Lebiyasa Nikar. So to Atzeres, the beginning of the count, up until Atzeres is recognizable as well. What does it mean it's recognizable? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ma Chodesh, Samech Lebiyas Cheshbono Nikar. When you begin the count of Rosh Chodesh, it's recognizable. Me'eim Masai Taschil Limnos, Dehainu Miyom Chavtes Mishas Molar Halavana. We all know it's recognizable when the new moon is coming out, that's when you begin counting the new month. So Afatzeres, Samech Lebiyasa, so too, when you begin the count up until Shavuos, that has to be recognizable as well. So Rashi explains, Minin HaChamishim, the count of 50, Nikalahem Yom Kavua, Shiaschilu Limnos Bo, Dainu Mimachas Yom Tov Rishon. Has to be always a set day, meaning always after the Yom Tov of, first day Yom Tov of Pesach. If you always wait every year till after Shabbos, ain sham heker yom kavua. It doesn't have a recognizable day. Sometimes in your test, so it's always going to change. But when it's always after Marchas Yom Tov, that means test zayin nitan is when we always count Shavuos, and therefore it's a kavua. It's nicker zman, similar to when counting for Rosh Chodesh is nicker as well. Gemara now says, "V'im Tomer, if you're going to ask the following question, Teres is Liol Macha Shabbos." So, let's skip a line here. No, yeah. Again, V'im Tomer, Teres Liol Macha Shabbos. Heyach Teini Keres Mishlevanes. That was a continuation of the idea. If you think it's always after Shabbos, so then it's not going to be recognizable. Like Rashi said, each year it's going to be a different day of Nisan. So then, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Amr Torah, the Pasuk says, Hava Omer b'Pesach v'she lechem b'atzeres. The Torah tells us you bring Omer of the barley for making it Yashan on Pesach, and you bring Shelechem to make the wheat into Yashan on Atzeres. So there's a parallel between these two karbanos of Omer and Shelechem. And so he says, Malahal, and just like there, Regel v'tchilas Regel, that when you bring Shelechem, it's on Shavuos itself, on the beginning of Shavuos, there's only one day of Shavuos. Afkan regel v'tchias regel. So too, when you bring the carbon omer, it has to be on Pesach in the beginning of Pesach, and therefore it can't be the third, fourth, fifth day of Chol HaMoed. It always has to be in the beginning. Now it can't be in a yontif itself of Pesach because the pasuk says mimachas haShabbos, so it has to be the very next possible day, which is first day Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Nemar Shabbos Lamala, Venemar Shabbos Lamata. Here's a different drasha based on the Gezerah Shavah. So what context is he talking about? Shabbos. So Rashi explains the last narrow line of Rashi is Shabbos Lamata. It says, Ad Memachas HaShabbos HaShivis, V'Kravtem Mincha Chadash Adhainu Atzeres. It says, Shabbos by Atzeres. And then Rashi says, Venemar Shabbos Lamala, Usfartim Lachem Mimachas HaShabbos. So it says Shabbos both by Shavuos and by Pesach. So what's the Gezerah Shavah? Back inside the Gemara. Mala halan regel v'tchias regel samichla afkan regel v'tchias regel samichla. So similar to the above one, but it's through a gzeir shava, just like by Shavuos, the word Shabbos is referring to Yantif, the beginning of Yantif, so too by Pesach, Shabbos is referring to Yantif, the beginning of Yantif. New Brisa says at the very bottom, the Gemara says, Tanir Banan Misfartim Lachem, that you count for you, Shete Sfiru L'chol Echad V'Echad, that every single person has to count, as we know there's a mitzvah for Chol Echad V'Echad to count Sfiru. Mimachas HaShabbos, what does that tell me? Mimachas Yomtif, the day not after Shabbos, but the day after Yomtif. O Enu Ela L'machas HaShabbos, Bereishis, maybe it means, Taka, we should take it literally. Maybe Machas Shabbos means the day after Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, not Yomtif. So Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Harehu Omer, Tispru Chamishim Yom, Kol Sfiru Shiata Sofer, Lo Ye El Chamishim Yom. Every year, the count of from Pesach till Shavuot should always be 50 days. And what's going to happen, Vim Tomer, if you're going to tell me Mimachas HaShabbos is referring to Bereishis, so it's always the Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Well, it depends. If Yantif falls out on a Sunday, Shabbos Chol HaMoed is going to be later. If it falls out on a Tuesday, it's going to be a different day. And as the Gemara explains, Im Tomar, Mimachas HaShabbos is Bereishis, Pamim Shata Motzi Chamishim Ve'echad, Pamim Shata Motzi Chamishim Ve'shnaim, Chamishim Ve'shlosha, Chamishim Arba, Chamishim Ve'chamisha, Chamishim Ve'shish. You have all these different permutations, and therefore you're not going to fulfill Chamishim Yom. And for that reason, we pass, and it's always after, Mimachas HaShabbos means Mimachas Yom Tov. We're not going to continue the brisa because it goes deep into the next daf, but let's do a small toast on the bottom, those who want to hear it. Usfartim lachem shetei sfir l'chol echad v'echad. Lachem means it has to be something that each individual has a chiv to count their own sphira. So gavi yovel ksiv usfartim l'cha, that you count, it says in the singular, da bezdin kamar l'hu rachmana. When it comes to sphira for yovel, only bezdin counts, not the individual. The Shema Tosus adds, Bezdin Sofren Umivarchen. Perhaps it's possible to say that Bezdin not only counts, but they would say a bracha as well. Kemosha Anu Mivarchen Al Sfirasa Omer, in a similar way to how we say a bracha on our personal counting of Sfirasa Omer. So that's a din, he says, by Yovel. He thinks. He doesn't say that's certain, but that's what he suggests. But Gavi Zava, a woman also has to count when she becomes a Zava, and she has to count Shiva Nakiyim. There's a pasuk says, V'safrala. So one thing, maybe she should count as well. And Tosa answers, Lo Shayach Be Bracha. It's not shocked to have a bracha there. Came in Shesoseres because it could get ruined. The Chazia Fil B'Shvi Sasra, meaning when it comes to Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Yovel, so it's in your hand. You're able to count all 50 days, all 50 years. That's up to us to do. When it comes to Safrullah, if she sees Dam, which is against her will, it ruins the entire count. It might be retroactively a bracha Levatala. So all right, we'll stop here, and Mirza Hashem will pick up tomorrow.
Yes.